Today's episode is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people on the move stay ready for anything. From the streaks to the peaks, DB's gear is travel tested by some of the world's best athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released, and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patent hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. Here's the thing. When we're in the wrestling realm and we take in the realm on the road, we're always carrying stuff. We, you know, whether it's belts, equipment, cameras. So traveling is important and having the right luggage is important. We are teaming up with DB to exclusively offer our listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10 or going to the link in our show notes. DB, it's time to move on. Time to get going. So word on the street is WWE has a problem. Y'all may say why, but the word is people looking at all these AEW new talents. And now that some former WWE superstars have gone over, people are saying that's an issue for the WWE. Well, I'm going to talk about this because there's a truth to be had about all this conversation. So here's that coming up on this episode of Break It Down, Brian H. Keeping it 100.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you
say. The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Keeping it 100. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. You can make sure you follow me on the screen right there, Brian H. Waters. If you haven't done so, go ahead, hit the subscribe button. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button right now. If you're listening on podcasting platforms, go ahead, hit the follow button or the subscribe button. But also go to the YouTube channel as you will find a lot of exclusives. And before we get into today's show, we just want to let you know that you can support this great podcast as we are in our 10th anniversary. We got some huge things coming up and, you know, your support is highly grateful. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/wrestlingrealm. You can support as low as $5. You can do it one time or do it per month, whatever your heart leads you to do. Folks, Mick Foley did a video yesterday, and I'm going to play the audio for you guys. You know, real quick.
Hello, this is hardcore legend Mick Foley. I'd like to title this video WWE, We've Got a Problem, because I think you do. And that problem is that WWE is no longer the place for talent to aspire to. Part of it is because AEW is doing a great job of attracting great talent, proven talent, building other talent, creating storylines. But part of it is a problem of your own making. I think younger talent sees the way that developmental characters are cut or left by the wayside, or in the case of Karrion Kross, greatly watered down and even made a joke of when they debut on the main roster. It's not broke. Don't fix it.
So I'm not going to play the whole thing. Y'all can find that on Twitter, Facebook. He did it on his Facebook page, put the link on Twitter. Obviously, a lot of networks have picked it up, but I wanted to put that here for context. And I'm going to show you the graphic for this show. Episode 210, by the way. Very happy. You know, I was going real hard first hundreds, then, you know, slow down because we got the Wrestling Realm Now podcast. But on here, you see Miro, Brian Danielson. I got used to saying that, folks. CM Punk, Adam Cole, John Moxley, Malachi Black. Right there, all these guys wore some sort of gold in the WWE, right? Miro, United States champion, winning the WrestleMania undefeated. So he had a big, you know, a push. Brian Danielson, 5-time champion. I might be off with the numbers. I actually think it's, yeah. So, well, I don't, you know, numbers don't matter like they did in the 90s. But, you know, Grand Slam champion. I do know that. CM Punk, world champion, WWE champion, over 434 days as champion. Mind you, about Daniel Bryan, also, unlike others, on here, main event of WrestleMania. Had a WrestleMania built around him. Adam Cole, Mr. NXT, you know, and former NXT champion, held the title for well over a year. John Moxley, WWE champion. Malakai Black, NXT champion. So there's this discussion right now. WWE, you have two sides of every story, right? One side, WWE's in trouble because everybody wants to go to AEW. And you got all these guys, right? Then you have this other side. AEW cannot survive unless they have the former WWE superstars. There was also, I wish I could pull it up, but there was also a, let me see if I can find it in my group chat, a page where they had former WWE superstars, right? Now, I'm going to just go ahead and run these names off to you. You got Paul White, Mark Henry, Billy Gunn, Goldust, Stardust. These are the images they're using. Obviously, y'all know Dustin Reynolds, Cody Rhodes, Dustin Rhodes, Cody Rhodes, Sting, Taz, Vicky Guerrero, good old JR, Jake Hager. I can't think of his name right now, but Sean Spears. I almost called him his other name. Sean Spears, they got Miro on here. The Revival, Ruby Soho, Tay Conti, Matt Hardy. I don't even know who this other guy is in the center. Oh, Evan Bourne. And then they got Adam Cole. Oh, Andrade. Outside of people I just listed earlier, Chris Jericho, Pac, Christian. So everybody's saying, you know, they got half of WWE's alumni. Here's the truth, folks. A lot of these people would have never even went into the WWE had AEW been around 10 years ago. WWE has always had this standard and this way that they do business, right? Give credit to CM Punk for being what he said, the voice of the voiceless, and, you know, kind of breaking through that glass ceiling and really challenging authority to give some of the more traditional independent wrestlers an opportunity. Now you have another promotion that's got a lot of money that they can pay these people. And, you know, they're going to apparently give them creative freedom and let them wrestle more. You know, you look at the title of the company as All Elite Wrestling, where WWE, yeah, is World Wrestling Entertainment, but it's really just WWE, kind of like KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, when I look through that list, most of them weren't WWE guys in the first place. Like, Bryan Danielson was not a WWE guy. Yes, these people, and, you know, when I had Drip and Banks, shout out to the Banks versus Davis podcast, when I had them on the show, we discussed the fact that you have these wrestlers that, because of the opportunity from the WWE, they've been able to rise to new heights, right? They've been in more homes. They've been in more, you know, their merchandise has tripled. Because of the WWE machine, even if they were just like on a mid part of the roster, right? They were exposed to a bigger audience. You know, children know who Bryan Danielson is because of his run in the WWE. Sure, the diehard wrestling fans would pay attention and be like, oh yeah, I like this guy, right? This is the guy I want to be with. I mean, this is the guy I want to watch. I want to follow his career. But there's no doubt about it that if you really look at them, like Adam Cole was a huge superstar, but going to WWE made him a bigger superstar. I always believe, you know, out of all the ones, you know, I was on a high after watching AEW, and that's the way I want to feel about when I watch wrestling, WWE, AEW, whomever. You know, ROH gave me that feeling years ago when Kevin Steen beat Davey Richards for the world championship. But I was on a high, but I was like, man, you know what? I wanted Adam Cole to stay in the WWE because he could do so much more, right? But yeah, there's a company like AEW. He goes there. His friends are there. He feels like, hey, I can, you know, do more of what I want to do and still take my stock to a new level. I don't have a problem with the quote-unquote former WWE stars going to AEW because, yeah, let's be real. For the ones that the stars that they were building, it is unfortunate because you know, Adam Page may get pushed back a little bit, right? And I've gone on record and I told people I'm not invested in this run. You know, everybody's saying, okay, he's the next one. He's going to get the championship. I'm not invested yet. But nonetheless, you know, there's still, he may get pushed back. Some other people may get pushed back. But when you got superstars at your, you know, opportunity to sign an Adam Cole, why wouldn't you? And you look at him, he's a star. He's in the prime of his career. That's like saying, I mean, you take the Los Angeles Lakers a couple years ago, right? When the Lakers said, we're going to build around Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram, every Laker Nation was like, okay, cool, whatever. But then there's an opportunity to get LeBron James, right? You get him. So now you build around LeBron James, even though, yeah, he's in his prime. He's a proven championship guy. Then there's an opportunity to get a star like Anthony Davis. You have to do that. And that's the thing with an Adam Cole. When you have an opportunity to sign somebody like that, a once in a generational talent, you have to do it. You have to pull the trigger. But then you got a guy like Bryan Danielson, who's proven and dare say refreshed. When you really look at what happened a couple years ago and he couldn't wrestle anymore, then he comes back, wins a couple world championships. Well, wins the world championship, has not one but two main events in WrestleMania. And you have an opportunity to cash in and get him. Why not? CM Punk sitting there. You know, regardless of how people may feel, CM Punk is, you know, he's somebody that's going to draw money. He's going to draw attention. I don't look at ratings numbers. I'm smart enough to understand how they work. But I do think this is good for wrestlers, good for the business. One, you do have a company that wrestlers will love to go to, aspire to go to, right? People who love the art of wrestling and going out there. But then you also have the entertainment company. You know, I think WWE will always be the place people want to be because right now there is no WrestleMania. There's not even another SummerSlam somewhere. So the opportunity to be in front of a large audience and to be around people who love, you know, to get that crossover appeal, absolutely. But if you're looking to wrestle and you're looking to have some creative freedom and you say, look, we can build this into something special, well, why not go to AEW? So I think the truth is, when you really look at it, a lot of these people wasn't WWE guys anyway. You know, you, like I said, I'm going to bring this back up. Moxley, he was always told he was a different type of cat, right? Malachi Black, somebody no people wouldn't have ever thought they would have seen in the WWE. Adam Cole's another one, because people say, oh, he's small. WWE would never take Adam Cole. Vince would never take a chance on him. And because with these people, we saw the same struggles that CM Punk and Daniel Bryan went through. We saw that coming. We said, oh, they're going to have these same struggles. So, you know, Cody was born and bred in the WWE, but do we really think we was going to get Cody in the main event of WrestleMania? You know, Dustin Rhodes wasn't. Goldust wasn't. Miro, okay, you could say, but Miro was a bigger guy. Yeah, he probably would have been. But, you know, Andrade is another one. So, you know, when I look at this, I said, a lot of these people aren't necessarily, they're former WWE superstars. They made a lot of money from the WWE and for the WWE. But when you really think about it, they aren't WWE guys. AEW would have been their home had AEW been around 10 years ago. So when you really put that together, is it really a bad thing that they're going to AEW? I don't think so. So I'm looking forward to seeing this, seeing how things play out. I think, again, this is great for wrestling. This is good for the business. So I'm really excited. Let me know what y'all think as I get ready to get out of here. You know, WWE, they're going to be all right. You know, they're going to be just fine. They got Roman Reigns. They're still leading in the ratings. They're still the number one wrestling company, even though they're an entertainment company, a sports entertainment company. They're still number one. They still have the ability to pay people. But all this time, you know, a lot of people was getting upset the fact that talent was getting released. And, you know, I mean, look at, you know, Ruby Soho. Of course, nobody understood that. You know, you looked at her and Liv Morgan, you said, okay, they got an opportunity, and then she gets released. Nobody understood that. But when you look at her and you say, well, if she can be who she is, maybe she could be, people been complaining about the way the women been booked. Let's see if she can get them to another level. But overall, now that these wrestlers have a place that they can go to and be wrestlers, that's what's going to make this fun. Because you're really going to see, you know, with people like Adam Cole, Bryan Danielson on television, on TNT, man, get ready. Because a lot of the stuff with the Elite, we didn't see in the United States. So whether they rehash that or go in a different direction, that remains to be seen. But I'm telling y'all, wrestler fans, this is a great time to be a wrestler fan. Probably more since 2000, well, I should say 97, 98, because now we're going to get an opportunity to see different promotions. And because one promotion does this, another promotion will step their game up. Because one thing we know, nobody likes losing. So that'll do it this week, folks. Make sure y'all check out every show we have here on the Wrestling Realm. I'm going to give you, you know, life after WWE. Let me give you, go ahead and run this promo so y'all can check that out before we get out of here. Until the next time, make sure you hit the subscribe button, tune in, let the people know about the Wrestling Realm. Shout out to everybody who support. Appreciate y'all.
Actually, wrestlers don't have to follow what is considered the status quo of the WWE these days. If you're not being used, you can decide, I want to do something more. The rush of the fans, whether it's 50 people or 50,000, no longer makes a difference because superstars just want to be recognized because they feel now that maybe I don't need the machine to be what I consider successful.
Yep. That's true. You look at a guy like Cody Rhodes, right? Mm-hmm. Homegrown. Let's not forget. Homegrown in the WWE. Would you say born with a silver spoon in his mouth?
Absolutely.
Say when it comes to the business?
Of course.
And he left because he wasn't like the way he was being used. I mean, he even went on record saying he had the challenges was like figuring out what to charge people.
Right.
What to charge promoters. What to expect. Because he hadn't been through this before.
No.
But he's went out there. He's thrived. You know, we mentioned him on our Breakout Superstars episode, which you can find on the Wrestling Realm YouTube channel.
Did we?
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Hit the subscribe button and turn on the bell so you get notified every time the Wrestling Realm posts new content.